Hey, welcome to The Ed Show, number 37.
37.
37 it is, my friends. Where's time been?
Here we are, server launch month, server focus for this month of episodes.
Absolutely crazy, man.
That's right.
We have just gotten back off the plane from Australia and New Zealand, so we're actually gone back in time and now back forward in time again. I think I left at 11 o'clock and I got in at like 10 o'clock or something.
Yes.
Crossing the dateline.
Yeah, it was like 12 hours of traveler-ish for me coming home, and I arrived before I left.
It's craziness. Yes. But we're here to talk about the Windows Server launch once again, as the last episode that's happening during the launch months. And the Windows-Server-Launch.com website,
right,
which
there,
is featured behind us.
You see on your screen, and you get all kinds of good points, can win stuff.
Yeah, I was going to call that one out. So basically,
right,
there is a game that you're actually able to play that you can sign up for and then get points, and you get more points as you watch different videos and as you go off and complete different tasks. You know, you can win great prizes, from what I understand.
There you go.
Have you completed your sessions inside the game?
I have done some sessions and gotten some points, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to win any prizes because I'm a Microsoft employee.
Yeah, we're not eligible. But yeah. I did go through them just to check them all out to make sure they're all good. So
okay.
If you haven't already done so, there are actually some really good resources, talking to the engineering teams, talking to the different team leads about Server 2012, about the products, and what you can do with them and new technology. So some great stuff there in nice, digestible formats.
That's right. Well, speaking of Australia and sessions, we have some. Australia is one of them.
I'm wearing my tourist shirt, yes.
There we go.
You know what? Yeah. I'll talk about New Zealand first, because I was in New Zealand, which took place the week before Tech Ed Australia. So Tech Ed New Zealand took place, and already up on Channel 9, under the events section, there is 166 sessions available that have been recorded that you can go off and download and take a look at. And think of it like as a refreshed version, if you will, of some of the content that might have been in North America, but it's all RTM-based, and there's some great people that are presenting there that didn't get a chance to come up to North America present some good sessions. Now, I'm a little bit biased because I did three when I was down there, so go off and filter by speaker name and look for Rick Claus. Make sure you rate my numbers up higher as stars and stuff like that, if you could.
Yeah, well, I have a couple up there, too. In Australia, anyway, we have 137. There'll be more coming online there. But speaking to, refresh content, for instance, my consumerization of IT session that I did, we see things like Windows to Go, the next version of Office that we couldn't show for Tech Ed North America or for Tech Ed Europe. Mm-hmm. So you'll start to see some other things like that in different sessions, and you also get a little, you know, different perspective. You got some other third parties out there that are presenting different topics to give you a little angle on technical education.
Yeah, definitely go off, check them out, channel9.msdn.com, WAC events, WAC Tech Ed is the actual URL for that. But we also have the much anticipated beta release of System Center 2012 Service Pack 1. Is available earlier in the month of September. I want to call that one out again because I got a lot of questions when I was talking about Windows Server 2012 about, you know, can this work with System Center and how does it all complete the whole cloud picture and the whole cloud story. And so Service Pack 1 beta is now out, and the main thing that it brings to the table is support for Server 2012 and also for SQL 2012 as well.
Yep, those are big things. But also you have the goodness of network virtualization and virtual machine manager for Windows Azure.
Yep.
So, you know, I got a lot of questions when I was manning the booth out there saying, how do I get a virtual machine from here to there? Is that private cloud? Is that, you know, what is that? And so SP1, we have more enhancements to make it even easier to move your VMs back and forth from Azure Infrastructure as a Service down to your private cloud, those kinds of things.
So down below inside the comments area, inside the blog entry actually that goes along with this episode, we'll have a list to the actual download links and the blog post to talk about everything we talked about so far, including where to get the Service Pack 1 beta download for the download links. There's some other stuff in there obviously as well, some API extensions that were added in for being able to work better as a hosting provider or being able to look at some hybrid cloud management for public and private from a service provider perspective. So some cool stuff in there. Backup and recovery is now available as well with DPM. And then finally, the ability to actually get global support included as well as them being able to go off and take a look at and work inside your system as well. So cool stuff. Service Pack 1, it's in beta. Go off and download and try it out. Now, I've got a really cool guest coming up because this is the last episode of the month that we're going to be talking about Windows Server 2012. For at least the short term. I'm always going to be talking about it because I'm passionate about it. But I've actually got a really cool guy that I sat in his office and recorded a video about design principles behind Windows Server 2012 Server Manager. His name is Mike Pell, And he's agreed to come down and chat with me today and then talk about some design principles for Server Manager and some cool stuff like that, man.
Let's see it.
Okay, so joining me now in the studio is Mike Pell. Thank you for coming out to the Channel 9 studio. I really appreciate
pleasure.
It.
My pleasure. It's awesome to be here.
And you and I met earlier and did a little bit of an interview inside your office. And we'll come and actually play a little bit about that interview coming up. But I thought, first of all, you should probably introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a bit of your background at Microsoft.
Great. Well, I've been at Microsoft about 10 years. I can honestly say I've enjoyed my whole time here. Worked around the company. I've been in MSN. I've been in Office. Worked in Windows and now over in Server Cloud Division. Mm-hmm. So I got a taste for all the different parts of Microsoft and how people work differently, different products.
So 10-year veteran. I'm going on 8. I just hit 8 a little bit earlier on ago, so that's good. But what about your design experience and your stuff that you've done before joining Microsoft? What kind of background do you have there?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, my background is kind of different than a lot of people's. I went to college to study art, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And during my very first semester, I discovered programming, figured I could make more money doing that, so stuck with that for a while.
Oh, nice.
But I've always been able to do design and programming at the same time, working on software, which has been a lot of fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming to Microsoft, I had an opportunity to work as a PM, and then that transitioned into me being a designer. So
okay.
I sort of got the best of both worlds.
And so specifically on the server and cloud division, working at Microsoft now, you did some work on the team, and you were part of the team that designed Server Manager, one of the big tools that are being used for Server 2012 for being able to manage your systems. But we talked about specifically something called the design principles. I was wondering if you could just kind of share for the audience, what exactly are these design principles? How do they apply to what the work it is that you've done for Server Manager? And, kind of set yourself up for explaining what those principles are.
Got it. So I'm sure everybody's noticed by now, Microsoft is really starting to converge around the same kind of feel to our software. It sort of started in Phone, went over to Xbox, we have Windows, right? And also now Windows Server, that all sort of are starting to feel the same way. And what guided the ability for us to do the design in the same way is having principles. The Microsoft design principles helped sort of shape our thinking and helped a lot of people on the team make the same sort of decisions based on these guidelines.
Okay.
And so we're going to go through them, I think.
So they're guidelines, first of all. Mm-hmm. They're not exactly thou shalt use this font and this window of this size, that all the stuff looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference between like a standard and, and a principle. So
what
are some of these principles?
So, for example, pride and craftsmanship is one of the principles we use. Fast and fluid is another example. So these are sort of directional things, and there's a lot of detail that you can sort of dig into for each one, but they help people, whether they're program managers, developers, testers, designers, researchers, anybody, think about a problem in the same sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, for pride and craftsmanship, when we get busy in our cycles, we're building the products, we have to start making hard decisions, we really want to make sure we don't jeopardize the quality of the experience just because, we have to do a little bit more work on this particular feature. We can't forget about the experience. And pride and craftsmanship helps remind all of us to pay attention to the very small details and not just blow them off.
Okay. Now, you mentioned two of the design principles. I'm going to put you on the spot and quiz you for the remaining principles.
Oh.
Because I did my homework. I know what they are.
Yeah,
What are the remaining? So the first one is fast and fluid that you talked about, and then pride and craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some other ones that we have?
Authentically digital, which is actually kind of an interesting one. As you notice, the look of our software and the feel of our software is very it's very new. It's very clean. It's not like anything else that's come before it. And so we call that authentically digital because we've left behind the gradients and the extraneous images and things that weren't about the information. They weren't about your work.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of left those on the wayside and focus just on your content, right? Just what's important.
Okay.
So moving on from that, we also have sort of do more with less.
Mm-hmm.
Which to us means we have to get really good at simplifying, right? Just make sure that you can work as fast as you can and go as quickly as you can through particular workflows. And that means getting rid of, again, things that we may have had in older versions that weren't helping you. They were just sort of us exposing a lot of customization, a lot of features, when you only really needed a few scenarios taken care of.
Okay.
And then finally, probably the most important one, win is one, which to us means that all the different teams are going to look at the greater ecosystem, right? The greater Windows Server or the greater Windows or Xbox or whatever you're dealing with. It's a big system. It's not just a collection of individual features. That's really important to think about because, we get wrapped up. We get very excited about our own particular space,
but it's got to work across, right? We have to make sacrifices in our own sometimes for the good of the system.
Okay. Now,
it's hard to do that.
You invited me in your office. We sat down, did a little bit of a chat, and you did a little bit of a screencast talking and giving examples using Server Manager about each one of these principles. So why don't we go ahead and roll the tape on that one there, and you can take a look at it yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mike Pell from the Windows Server 2012 design team. I wanted to talk to you today about how we use the Microsoft design principles to shape Server Manager. One of the things that we like to do is use principles to guide every decision we make about the types of user interface and interactions we're going to introduce into our software. It helps us communicate with other people on the team and helps have a better product for you. Let me show you a little bit about what I mean. Let's start Server Manager from a Windows 8 administrative client. You'll notice as soon as Server Manager shows up, it embodies all the principles that we worked with. First of all, it's clean, it's light, it's fast, it's integrated. It also lets you work the way you want to work. You notice that we have our welcome tile, which is very beneficial on day zero, but you can hide it to get it out of your way as soon as you're familiar with that. We have our dashboard that shows us an overview of everything that we're going to work with. We have all of our different installed roles right here. And we also have quick access to all the different long-running tasks. Let's start talking about some of the principles. The first principle we used was pride and craftsmanship. What that really means is we have to pay attention to the really small details in everything we do to make sure that the experience turns out well. That means we're going to use the grid, we're going to use the right kind of typography, the right kind of messaging, the right kind of color, so that you get the messages that you need quickly and clearly. Pride and craftsmanship also means that we're going to make sure that we include all the pieces together instead of as separate context switching. Let me show you how that works. Notice how Server Manager's dashboard is laid out on a very tight grid. It's easy to find exactly what you need. There was a lot of attention paid to exactly how these tiles draw themselves. You can click on them to get additional information. You can go back and look at more detail as to things that are having problems. And you can also quickly switch to other roles. All of these small details, the transitions between pages, the way that we open and close the nav pane, and giving you access to everything you need within arm's length is something that we really worked hard on to make sure we got all the details right. The fast and fluid principle has to do with how quickly we can put the right information on the screen for you. We had everything to do with performance during this release. We made sure that we worked with our developers and our testers to do everything as fast as we could. That means loading pages, transitioning, and drawing the right information. Let me show you what that looks like. One of the best examples of fast and fluid is using the dashboard tiles to see the status of what's happening. Notice that I'm having some problems with events and services in this particular tile. I can quickly go into events, see what the source of the problem is, and I know what this is because this was confirmed earlier today. I can select these and hide them because I actually know what's happening with those. And now go back and deal with my services, which have been stopped. I can easily select these, say that I want to restart them, and notice that when we're looking at our dashboard tile, as soon as those services are restarted in the background, my tile goes back to green, telling me that everything's fine. We really designed Server Manager to be as fast as it could be when refreshing and to tell you exactly what's happening when it is happening. Authentically digital refers to the way that we put information on the screen in a clean, light, and fast manner. We got rid of all the distractions so that you could focus on your work. There's no more gradients, there's no extraneous pictures, there's just your information the way that you like to see it. When we talk about authentically digital, what we really mean is we remove distractions in the form of gradients and images and branding, things that don't really help you. They used to distract. So notice that Server Manager has very little in the way of brand. What it does have, though, is very clear information. We've tried to really put information in the way that you can consume it the fastest. That applies, too, to our dashboard tiles. Notice that we use color, shape, and size to denote things that are a problem versus things that need no attention. The overall feel of Server Manager is clean. We heard that repeatedly when we tested this. We tried to go as fast as we could. We've also tried to keep the experience lightweight. You can open and close things as you need to. Everything is right where you expect it to be. Do more with less is really one of the most powerful principles. It has to do with reducing all the distractions. It has to do with getting rid of things that we don't need so that we can focus on our task at hand. As designers, what that meant to us was getting rid of extraneous concepts. We tried to really boil things down to their essence and make sure that we only had on screen what you needed to do. At the heart of Do More with Less is the idea that we were going to remove any extraneous concepts or things that you didn't need to deal with. For example, instead of putting a lot of toolbars or ribbons or things laying around, we actually rely on contextual commanding. In this case, I'm clicking on a server that's an Active Directory server, so I get just the things that are contextually relevant to that. Selecting this one shows me that it's a web server, and I only get the commands that are contextually relevant to that one. We've also standardized the way that we display tiles and features within each of the different roles. This helps people learn the system and go as quickly as they can. And finally, the most powerful principle, when is one? What that means to us is that every part of Server Manager, from the smallest feature to the largest thing that we had to do, all had to fit together as one seamless experience. It's really important for all of us to work together so that you can work with your team and get your work done quickly. Notice how all the different roles and servers have been unified in one place on the dashboard. We also have brought in all of your roles into one place in the nav pane and cleaned it up so you get quick access to those. When we say win is one, what we really mean is we want an integrated system that feels seamless when you go from place to place. Everything at your fingertips. So that's how Server Manager really embodies the Microsoft design principles. We'll see you next time.
Now, you were asked to come in, or you were part of the team. How did you get involved specifically with Server Manager? I'm kind of curious about that. What was the state? How'd you get involved with it, and what was the state of it before you got involved?
Yeah. So a few years ago, I met the design manager for the user experience team that was working on server. And at that time, she had the need to bring in some help to sort of take Server Manager into the future, if you will. We had a really great product before. It was very useful. But what we had to do was really focus on reducing the amount of context switching. You know, there's, you know very well, IT pros have a lot of different windows open. They go between different programs. But what we wanted to do was for Server Manager was make sure that we could try to pull everything in one place and smooth it out. And I had been working on Windows, and so I had a little bit of knowledge about where Windows 8 was going. Mm-hmm. So I was able to apply some of that knowledge to the server world, and so we were able to get a little bit cleaner display, like our dashboard. We were able to pull in a lot of the functionality, so everything right was at your fingertips, and you could go quickly. Mm-hmm. So that was a good thing for the team. It was good for me because I got to work on a brand new area. Knew nothing about the IT space, but now I'm very steeped in it. So nice. It's a lot of fun.
Very good.
It's all about clear information display and being able to get to things quickly.
Well, some of the sessions that I was doing over in TechOut Australia and also TechOut New Zealand related to multi-server management with Server Manager, how to customize it, and some cool stuff like that. But the one thing that I heard from the audience, for the most part, was they were very polarized with either really liking it or not really liking it. Why they had this kind of interface on a server?
Specifically, were they not liking the start?
No, believe it or not, it was more so just a matter of they couldn't understand why there was this graphical layer on top of the server, at which point I simply would challenge them back and say, well, actually, I don't log on to servers anymore to manage my systems. I do this all through the remote server administration tool set, or the RSAT tools.
Yep.
And then they instantly changed their tune, understood what was going on.
Yeah.
And we'll leave that conversation about the start menu and stuff like that for some other time. That doesn't come into play for Server Manager. Mm-hmm. If you do happen to log in to a Windows 2012 or Windows Server 2012 system, and you do interactively log on, Server Manager is what comes up.
Yep.
If it has the interface installed, the GUI interface. Mm-hmm. So,
great point.
They like that right off the bat.
Yeah.
I should be working for the team or something.
Yeah, but Server Core is very popular, I'm sure.
Yeah. So the one thing I want to ask you as well on this one here is, what's it like to work on the team specifically that's responsible for crafting what IT Pro's experience is going to be like managing servers going forward?
It was a lot of fun, I have to say. For me, so it was a team of about 10 people. It's both designers and researchers on our UX team. And we really got to dig in with customers and hear what they were having troubles with, what they sort of hoped for. Mm-hmm. And then we also knew what was happening in Windows in general and the direction we were going as a company. So we got to sort of blend those two things together, give customers exactly what they needed, but make sure it represented where we were headed as a company. So that was a lot of fun to pull together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any closing comments about Surfing Manager in general? Can you open up the door and show us a little bit about what's coming up in the future, or is that going to cause an employee disciplinary offense?
You never know. You never know with me. I think what I can tell you is that you're going to get more of the same. I think we really did a good job of reducing the concepts, of making things fast and fluid, and we're just going to keep getting better and better at that. And so you will be able to manage your IT environment remotely. Hopefully from all kinds of devices in the future.
Hey, that's music to my ears. I really appreciate hearing that. I'm sure the audience does too. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. It's been great talking with you. Thanks for taking the time to come down. And hopefully we'll have you back again soon.
I hope so. See ya.
Wow, that was a pretty cool multi-server management session that you just did there.
Yeah, again, it was more about the design aspects of it, but obviously it brings in multi-server management as well. But Mike's a great guy. Had a lot of fun chatting with him, and a very knowledgeable guy about design.
Well, that's what we're all about here at Edge. We give you the behind-the-scenes look, the people who are in charge of creating the products, and give you a chance to interact.
So, you got it. So if you want to interact with us, you can email us at edge@microsoft.com.
Or comment below on this post. Let us know what you'd like to see, and we'd be happy to listen. And
you can even do the Twitter
at TN Edge.
TN Edge.
That's right.
We respond to those ones there and take some suggestions for upcoming shows. And other than that, I'm going to say cheerio, ta-ta, thank you very much. And
until next time.
Have a good day. I like doing this.
Doing that. All right.